You're listening to Write Winning Proposals, where you learn strategies to write clear, concise, and compelling proposals that persuade your clients and win more business. Here's your host, Michelle Theriault.
Welcome to another episode of the podcast, Write Winning Proposals. This is part 6 of my series on the 12-step process discussed in the book. Last time I discussed step number 8, using style sheets. If you missed it, visit my website. So in this episode, I'm continuing the series with step 9 about developing your project plan for a smooth and on-time proposal. No matter how small or large your proposal response will be, you need a project plan with your resources, schedule, and tasks identified to ensure you get to the final submission date with a finished proposal. There's nothing worse than scrambling before the deadline to get the information you need before you submit the proposal. Of course, the larger and more complex the proposal is, the more critical your plan is, and the more detailed it should be. Your proposal might range from less than 25 pages to over 1,000 pages, depending on the client's scope and requirements, as well as their approach to the RFP process. And no matter what, you will benefit from a structured approach that makes sure you get to the finish line with a finished proposal. Your general plan can be developed during the pre-RFP phase I talked about in an earlier podcast, but it's usually refined and developed around the RFP milestones, such as site visits, Q&A dates, and the final submission date. The plan helps you identify the resources you need, and more importantly, the decision-making required and potential bottlenecks within your organization. It helps you clearly identify internal and external resources and when their involvement or submissions are required. Large projects that are considerable commitment or risk to your company may require multiple hurdles and sign-offs within your organization, including financial, legal, risk management, and even production or operations. Make sure you understand these hurdles, are well prepared for them, and build them into your schedule. And let others know what you expect from them. So this part of the process is basically project management. Your success depends on careful management of the resources and the timelines to keep work on track and in the correct order to meet your deadlines. Never rely on a delay or extension from the client. Asking for an extension can send a really bad signal to your potential client. The resources you identify should be the ones who can deliver what you need. In any organization, it may be difficult to find subject matter experts who are also good at writing. To solve this, pair up the subject matter experts with someone else who understands the business area and can write, rather than trying to work with someone who is either incapable or uncomfortable with the formal task of writing and is unlikely to meet your deadlines. That's what's important. So the schedule itself is an important part of getting it done on time. You can manage the schedule, or you can assign an assistant to manage it for you. Like project management, this requires a detailed, oriented individual with a strong personality to ensure the work gets done on time and someone not shy to follow up and push the contributors to meet their deadlines. So your response plan should include these following elements at the minimum. Number one, all the resources needed to complete the proposal response. This could be people, budgets, meeting rooms, and other things, including materials. Two, the specific tasks and assignments for everyone involved in the process, including when you need them for meetings. Number three, timelines and due dates for all parts of the process, including internal approvals. Number four, a process for updating and monitoring the progress of your plan. Number five, all meetings and internal review dates required throughout the process, including the participants you need to be involved. Number six, any logistics involved, which include record management, document control, getting information, material, etc. Number seven, who will provide control and management for the various parts of the proposal. By identifying this individual and making it clear to all the contributors, you've now set things up to be more successful. So, with these seven elements covered, you should be well positioned to develop your proposal with time to spare to deliver it. So I've just covered step 9 of the 12-step process. In my next podcast, I'll deal with two more steps, document control and version control, and integrating material. Please feel free to ask me questions or leave a comment on this or any episode by going to www.howtowinmorebusiness.com, our contacts on the website. This topic comes directly from the book, Win More Business, Write Better Proposals, available online at Amazon. To help your marketing staff or trade association, contact me directly for volume discounts, and don't forget to ask about my seminars, workshops, and proposal review services. Thanks for listening.
You've just learned one more strategy from the book, Win More Business, Write Better Proposals by Michelle Terrio. Visit www.howtowinmorebusiness.com and join us again for more strategies to help you win more business.